Hello, everyone. We are live here at radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ TBN, and this is Out of the Hat. Welcome to the show. This week's show, I have a great topic for you guys. Today is Thursday, October 29th, and this week's show, we'll be talking about the Kardashians. Well, actually, not really. We'll be talking about one specific member of the Kardashian-Jenner clan. Along with her sister, she was just named one of Time Magazine's most influential teens. Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner are now part of this list that includes Malala Yousafzai, Malia Obama, and Jazz Jennings. Time Magazine reports that Kylie is arguably the most watched teenager in the world, and she commands an audience of 60 million people across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and her best-selling app. She just released this app this year, and it's there to mimic her sister Kim's app, and it's been downloaded so many times that it actually is one of the most popular apps on the App Store. The 18-year-old tells the publication, she told Time Magazine, "Everything I do, I always start these huge trends." But it's true, everything she does, her presence on social media just starts these trends that are unbelievable and just keep going on and on. And she said that that's what she's not, except that's not what she's aiming for. She just wants to inspire her fans to be whoever they want to be, Jenner says, because that's what I've always done. And she has a lot of fans. And she commands plenty of attention. But who exactly is Kylie Jenner? In this first segment, we will dig into Kylie's background. First of all, how did Kylie first come into the public eye? She's part of the Kardashian-Jenner family. This family includes Kris Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce, Kim Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, Kendall Jenner, Brandon Jenner, Brody Jenner, and Rob. There are other Jenner siblings, but they don't really appear on the show, which is keeping up with the Kardashians, where the Kardashian clan and the Jenner clan come together. And she's part of the Kardashian-Jenner family. And so this reality series, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, it's been on the air on E! Since 2007, and the show is currently in its 10th season. The show has high ratings and has multiple spinoffs. It's been criticized, though, for promoting a famous for being famous theme. I am actually a fan of the show. I do watch the show myself. I've been watching since it first came on E! I like it. I think it's interesting to watch, and their lives are just so different from what you and I lived or in our mundane, ordinary lives. It's, of course, some of them is pretty stupid. There's some really dumb things that's said on the show, and some of the people don't necessarily acknowledge the things that they're saying, but I think it's some of that mindless entertainment that it's just TV that you can watch without really paying attention to. So that's why I enjoy it. But it has been heavily criticized. Genia Belafonte from the New York Times has said, quote, "The Kardashian show is not about an eccentric family living conventionally. It is purely about some desperate women climbing to the margins of fame, and that feels a lot creepier." Pretty intense words from Genia Belafonte from the New York Times. I could see how people could think that. And it is, they are an eccentric family. They are so large and they have so many different things that they do. But really, how did their careers really begin is the confusing part. But Libby Hill from the AV Club has talked about the show's success and hasn't really criticized it. And she says, quote, "Keeping Up with the Kardashians gives us real, joyous, ugly, unsavory, hilarious life with all the polished sitcom trappings. And though the latter may have launched a multimedia empire, the former has made it last." That's what I'm talking about. This one show has launched the careers of the Kardashian-Jenner clan. And even before the show, the career was launched thanks to Kim Kardashian. She made a sex tape, and that was released by her boyfriend, And really that became so popular that she got a lot of notoriety and really was picked up. And before she launched that sex tape that was released without her permission, apparently, her mom, Kris Jenner, had talked to producers at E! About maybe having a show to showcase her family and what they all do. And she got in contact with Ryan Seacrest, who was executive producer of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And they ended up coming up with this show and having it become available to the public. And it's been going strong for 10 seasons now, 8 years on E! With high ratings as well. So it's interesting to see how it's been criticized and often called really stupid and just people hate it. People either love it or hate it. There's no in between. But it's an interesting show to watch if you ever have a chance. It's on E! Usually Sundays at 10. I believe the 10th season has just ended and they will be filming. They're filming now the 11th season. But the show is still widely popular, and Kim K has even stated, "I think the draw to our show is that we're relatable." A little iffy on that one, but I could see the draw to the show. Well, it's become sort of like a sitcom, but with the reality, and reality TV has really taken off these days. It's a really popular genre, I would say, of TV. That reality, which is sometimes scripted, and most of the time it is scripted because rolling cameras don't always capture those moments that are so candid. So there's an essence to scripting that so you can recreate those. And back to Kylie. So we talked about the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the show, the empire they've built. Kris Jenner has become the manager, the momager of her children and their careers. Even her former husband, her ex-husband, Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce. And so Kylie first appeared on the show when she was just 10 years old. At 10 years old, she was exposed to this new show and world, and viewers got a glimpse of her. And I remember watching the show when she was just a kid, and her and Kendall would always just fight and just like go at each other. And one time they were babysat by Brody Jenner, and they just went off on him. So it's interesting to see how these she's really grown under the spotlight, and we kind of seen her grow up. It's interesting because this is a reality show. We often think of that when we see child stars, you know, child actors. Oh, they've grown up, and I've always seen them in the movies that they've been in. But we've seen her. She's not in a movie. She's not in a TV show, in a sitcom, but she's on a reality TV show. So we see a lot more personal side of her life. And so a little background on what Kylie Jenner does. According to Wikipedia, she's an American reality television personality, socialite, and model. She was born and raised in Los Angeles, California, and she lives in Calabasas, California. She's best known for appearing on the E! Reality television series Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She has ventured into fashion and beauty, and in 2012 collaborated with the clothing brand PacSun, and she was joined by Kendall, and they created their own line, Kendall and Kylie, for PacSun, which is a widely popular line, also pricey line for PacSun. Their sci-fi novel, Rebels, City of Indra, was released in 2014. Kendall and Kylie have this novel out, which they use a ghostwriter for. So I don't know how much of the writing actually was done by them. But this novel was out. It was a flop, though. Not a lot of people purchased this book. They mostly purchased it for the name. But reading the reviews on Amazon, the plot was very dry and not exciting. Time magazine named the Jenner sisters in 2014 one of the 25 most influential teens, and they were named to the 30 most influential teens in 2015, just this year. And their influence is considered mostly on their online presence on social media. So it's interesting to see that some of the teens on the list include Bindi Irwin, Malala, and they've done different things. So their real influence really comes into how they use their social media accounts and their presence on the internet to really grab attention from viewers and really their followers. There's a lot of teenagers who really enjoy watching and learning about what they do. Kylie Jenner is no stranger to controversy, and we'll be talking about that later in the show, how living under the spotlight has really created so many controversies for Kylie Jenner and her family. But I wanted to do this show, not that I enjoy, you know, following the Kardashians, and it's interesting. They're part of our popular culture, but I wanted to do this show to show, to demonstrate how it really is so amazing how social media has changed the way we interact with people. And especially for someone like Kylie Jenner, who just turned 18 in August and have so many followers, and it's all because of social media and having that almost direct contact to the viewer. It used to be that you had to go through so many different steps and ways to get your information out. It had to be on TV. TV has a long process behind it. And now social media, you take your phone, get on your phone and just click away on post a picture, post a tweet, anything else like that. And it's become a new form of communication. And this is something that's so interesting to me, that communication is no longer just verbal. It's become a way of communicating is photos. And you can say, yes, photos have always been a way of communicating, but on social media especially, photos are so key because it gets that brief glimpse into life. And Kylie Jenner has actually stated that her life on social media is what her life is. It's just a little bit censored. Of course, there's filters on there, so she can change the way something is perceived or seen by the viewer. But it's interesting that she just goes directly to the viewers, and she has so many followers on social media. And we'll take a look at her social media antics specifically later on the show. But it's just so interesting to me how she is so powerful on social media. A little bit more about the Kardashians. They have expanded more into beauty and fashion, and Kylie Jenner has also done that as well. She has a hair extension line. She also has a lip kit coming out to mimic her lips, which are another center of controversy and a hot topic surrounding Kylie Jenner. But interesting to note that she is so influential and really commands a lot of attention. And it's not a day doesn't go by when you don't see a post about Kylie Jenner on some blog, on Us Magazine, E! News, anything. She's always in any of the news that comes out. But we'll explore a little bit more about the controversies that surround Kylie Jenner and what she really has done and who she's dating and what's going on with her. And we'll be coming back into our second segment just a bit. But thanks for tuning in here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ TBN, and this is Out of the Hat. We'll be right back. Oh, sorry.
Fella, here she comes, wearing a wig and and shades to match. She got high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing pearls and a diamond ring. She got bracelets on her arms and everything. She's a
devil in a blue dress, blue dress, blue dress. Devil in a blue dress. Oh,
here she come now. Like Chanel number 5, got to be the finest thing alive. She walks real cool, catches everybody's eye. The cat's all too nervous to even say hi. Well, she's not too skinny, not too fat. She's a real humdinger, and I like her like that. She's a
devil in the blue.
Penguinradio.edu.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in so many ways. Seems to vanish in the haze, but every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need you like I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
We're back on. I'm DJ TBN. This is Out of the Hat, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Today, we're talking about Kylie Jenner and her influence on social media and just general popular culture. We talked about who Kylie is. She is a member of the Kardashian-Jenner clan. She has been featured in Keeping Up with the Kardashians and several spinoffs that have come off the show. She is also a beauty and fashion expert, and she has been surrounded by lots of controversy. In the second segment on Radio.Dominic on Out of the Hat, we're going to be talking about some of Kylie's most recent controversies. She has been a controversial figure way back, ever since she's been appearing on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But before she turned 18 this past August, she was criticized, and her boyfriend was criticized for dating each other, basically. Tyga is her boyfriend. He is a rapper, most known for his hit Rack City. And he is 25 years old, and he has been dating Kylie Jenner since she was 17 years old. So not yet legal. And she just turned 18 this past August. So they have been a very controversial couple. And they go way back, actually. I was doing some research about Tyga and Kylie. And Tyga actually performed at Kendall's 16th birthday party before they were even an item. Very interesting. I remember that episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Khloe ended up getting Tyga to perform at Kendall's party, and Tyga has been a family friend. After that performance. So interesting to know that back then Kylie was 15, Tyga must have been about 22. So he was already hanging out around them, and they were actually an official couple back in March of this year. Tyga actually split from his current ex Blac Chyna in August of 2014. So they were officially a couple in March of 2015. However, they were seen together before that as well. So that's interesting to note that there's a few Instagram pics that Tyga posted featuring Kylie. There are also some tweets on Twitter that were posted that both featured each other. Tyga went as far as posting a picture of Kylie with a kind of lovey-dovey quote under it. He also posted some pictures of Kylie, and there was rapper Drake in there too. So there's a lot of different posts that went on before they were actually an item. But they were officially an item when they posted some pictures of them helping out at a children's hospital. And that's when 25-year-old Tyga started dating then 17-year-old Kylie Jenner. And Tyga has been part of the crew for a while because Kim Kardashian was often seen shopping and usually hung out with his ex, Blac Chyna. So a lot of the a few episodes on Keeping Up with the Kardashians featured Kim Kardashian hanging out, you know, doing her thing. And there was Blac Chyna, and she was there too. So Blac Chyna must have been around Kylie Jenner while Kim was hanging out, and Tyga was still with Blac Chyna. And in fact, Tyga has a son with Blac Chyna. So he's about 3 years old. So that's interesting as well. So Kylie is dating a 25-year-old rapper with a son, and his ex was friends, or maybe still is, I'm not sure about that, with Kim Kardashian, her half-sister. So quite a crazy, crazy dynamic going on there. But that's been part of some of Kylie's, you know, controversy surrounding Tyga. Tyga also releasing a song in which he talked about some explicit personal intimate details regarding Kylie Jenner. So that song was released when she was 18, so that was a little weird too. And Kylie was previously linked to Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, and they were together for about 2 years, and they were often seen together. And actually they were seen together at Kim Kardashian's wedding to Kanye West. Or as they would say on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kanye, accent on the E. Kanye West. So they were seen together there. Jaden Smith actually wore a white Batman suit to that wedding, so that was a little weird. But she is over Jaden and now is with Tyga. Tyga is part of the family now, and it's actually been rumored that they are, since they're official and Kylie is now 18, that Tyga will be featured on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So we can expect to see some of that in season 11. Another controversial Kylie moment is the whole deal surrounding her plump pout. Kylie Jenner has often been criticized for using lip enhancers or facial modification. She previously had smaller lips and over the years has garnered attention for her larger lips. And speculations arose after some pictures of Kylie Jenner surfaced where her lips were looking much bigger than they usually were. And she looked completely different. The larger lips altered her face and how it looked. So people started thinking that she got some sort of plastic surgery, lip fillers. And she actually denied having any cosmetic surgery, there's a key word, and claimed that her large lips were the result of strategically placed makeup. She is known for using a lot of makeup. I looked up some pictures of Kylie and I blew them up to see, you know, what kind of makeup she was wearing, what was going on, and just the amount of makeup on her face is incredible. And the way it's been placed as well, you can see in certain pictures her nose looks a certain way. The bridge of her nose may look a little smaller and a little tighter around the lip, around the nose. The lips are always lined with lip liner and have a heavy cover of lipstick and lip gloss. So it's interesting to see how much makeup she wears, and it's because, you know, she's always out in the spotlight. She's always seen. So I had a fun looking at those pictures. And so her plump pout has been a big thing. And she always said that she was just using special, you know, filling them in some ways. So she never actually featured any pictures of herself without any makeup on her lips, just to keep that, a thought. But she eventually came out and said that she had temporary lip fillers injected into her lips. And this was released on a episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I believe it was season 9 or season 10. I don't remember. One of those. And she said that, and she talked about her insecurity surrounding her lips. As I said, she had smaller lips before. Maybe she didn't feel happy about that and wanted fuller lips, and that's why she got that, and that's most likely why. She also talked about just recently that she misses her smaller lips. Perhaps she is done with her large lip look, and she did say they're temporary fillers, so who knows how that happens. But what's most controversial is that these temporary lip injections are speculated to have happened back when she was 16. So that means that Kris Jenner would have signed off on those, which is, you know, kind of iffy for a mom to sign off her 16-year-old daughter and approve having some cosmetic procedure done. So that's been surrounding her lips. And also another controversy surrounding her lips that were tied to her plump lips was the Kylie Jenner lip challenge. And this is where people, mostly teenagers, began to use shot glasses and or bottles, and they would suck on them. So I'll show you. There's like the can, right? Or this is a shot glass. You'd suck on it, and then you'd like have your lips pulled out, and so they would swell up and bruise, and they would turn red and just be humongous and look like ducks. I'm demonstrating right now on the radio as I talk, so that's why it sounds weird. But what happens is that as you suck, the sucking restricts blood flow to the lips, and it leads to the swollen, bruised lips, and it started looking like Kylie's lips were there so much bigger. And actually, Kylie went onto her social media accounts and spoke out against this. she said that she didn't approve of this, and she didn't want people to try to emulate her lips. That was her own look, and she had gotten it done under a doctor, and it was safer than, you know, having a shot glass. And some people actually had some pretty bad damage done to their lips. I saw some of the pictures. They're just gross, like huge grotesque lips, and just look so painful. And there, you know, a doctor spoke out about that, claiming that it may be able to cause nerve damage, something that was very scary for this Kylie Jenner lip challenge. Another controversy surrounding Kylie Jenner was when she wore some cornrows. She had cornrows done in her hair and posted a picture on Instagram, but the picture caption was what really got it. So she was wearing cornrows, which is like, okay, she has a very urban look. That's her fashion style. But she said, white girls do it better. And that infuriated a lot of people. There's cornrows are typically used by the African American community, and they're a traditional African hairstyle that's used to have the hair out of the face and make the hair a little bit easier to manage. And she ended up deleting the caption, but people still saw that, and they thought that was racist of her to say that. So that was one of her controversies. Another controversy surrounding Kylie Jenner was one of her magazine covers that she did. And she had a whole spread in a magazine, and she was edited so heavily that her skin tone went down to a darker skin tone. So people thought that maybe she was doing some sort of blackface on the in the magazine spread in the cover. So that was one of many controversies surrounding Kylie Jenner. And it's just interesting to see how people scrutinize her and really bash her a lot of the time. On her social media accounts, she is such a public figure, and so she has to be very careful with what she does and what she says. And a lot of people were surprised to hear that she actually moved out when she turned 18 and bought a $2.5 million house in Calabasas, and she had the funds to do this herself. And that was featured on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She went house hunting with Khloe and got help from her mom, and ended up, you know, trying to have to figure out how to get earthquake insurance, fire insurance, how to get special walls made, how to run a house. So she lives on her own now, and she does a lot of traveling to go to events. And, you know, she's frequently seen in New York, Miami, Los Angeles, Las Vegas. She's always doing these events. So she has a career that she's built out of this. As I said, she has a hair extension line. She also has quite a few beauty products. She has her fashion line, that PacSun fashion line. And she does a lot of press and booking events. She also is a spokesperson for various products. One of her most known products that she did was an OPI nail polish line, for which both she and her sister did it, and they both received $100,000 for that endorsement to create their own nail polish. So that's a pretty sweet deal. I like nail polish, so I wish I could get that. But coming up next, we're going to talk about how Kylie Jenner measures up on social media platforms, and how important this is and how influential she is on social media. Thanks for listening in here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ TBN, and you're listening to Out of the Hat. We will be right back.
Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. One that had tomorrow could ever follow today.
tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin to wake. Watch out. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
Hello and welcome back to Out of the Hat. I'm DJ TBN on radio.dominican.edu. It's so great to be with you here this Thursday, 2 days from Halloween. Hope everyone is getting ready for Halloween. I know I'm going to get ready for my $3 Chipotle burrito. If you go into Chipotle on Halloween wearing a costume, they will give you a $3 burrito, burrito bowl or salad. So I'm getting ready for that. Today we're talking about Kylie Jenner and all the things that she has done and all about her. And really, why do we care? Because of her influence on social media. She was just recently named one of Time Magazine's 30 most influential teens. Kendall Jenner was also named to this list. Along with her was Bindi Irwin and Malala, who is a Nobel Peace winner Peace Prize winner. So why is she on this list? Mostly because of her influence on social media. Looking at her social media platforms, as of this morning at 10 a.m., she has 40.8 million followers on Instagram. She has 12 million followers on Twitter, and her posts on Instagram on average bring in between 750,000 to 1 million likes. She has not yet beat her big sis, Kim K, who has 50.8 million followers on Twitter. But she will get there, I am sure. Across her social media platforms, she has about... Sorry about that. She has about 60 million followers. So she is a very popular person on social media. And so we can see how this popularity has really helped her out with her career. She has her own house. She has her own beauty and fashion line, her own app. Her website is highly popular, and she is still featured on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Of course, she is part of the clan, so why would she not? So we can see that Kylie Jenner really has a lot of influence. A lot of the things she does become trends. Her fashion is followed by many young people. People aspire to do makeup like her. She has this whole makeup thing she has done for herself. So it's clear that Kylie Jenner is influential. She is popular, and she is here to stay. Thanks for listening in. We talked about Kylie Jenner today. If you would like to maybe if you heard my radio show and you really like to follow up a conversation, find me on Facebook at Syra Trejo, and we can talk about this or inbox me. Thanks for listening in. I'm DJ TBN for Out of the Hat, and this is radio.dominican.edu.